Hello, 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 English Across the Pond listeners. I want to take a moment and share my gratitude with you for listening to English Across the Pond for the last 5 years. We have had over 300 episodes with English Across the Pond, and we know a lot of you have been with us from the very beginning. And even if you didn't start listening with us at the very beginning, we know many of you went back and have been so dedicated to this podcast, you've listened from episode one until our most recent episodes. You have seen us change and grow and make so many amazing contributions to the world with English education. After 5 amazing years of podcasting together, more than 300 episodes every Friday, so many minutes of conversations between Dan and me. We attempted to do the math recently. It was not successful. After all of this, I am quite sad to announce that all good things must come to an end. I am only sad because I am definitely going to miss having all kinds of fun recorded and updated conversations with my good friend Dan every week right here. However, the end of this podcast, or I should say the shift, the change in this podcast, is not due to anything negative. Due to increasing commitments and things going on, Dan feels that he can no longer commit or give the 100% that this podcast deserves. Dan is an incredible friend, an even more incredible worker, teacher, person, and human. He knows and he gives 100% to everything. And as I mentioned, he feels he's not able to give 100% to the podcast, and he has made the decision to step away. There are no negative or ill feelings between the two of us. Dan and I remain friends. We communicate, but again, we have decided that the podcast, the weekly conversations, are something that will no longer continue to happen into the future. I mentioned the change or the shift. I still am passionate and am excited with the shifts that we've been making and all of the talk about mindset, goals, reaching different levels of English success through confidence, using our applied language system. All of the things that we've been talking about recently are still something that's at the forefront of my mind, and my passion and desire to continue to offer to my English learners, to you, and to anyone around the world wanting to increase confidence and speak English. With that said, English Across the Pond, as you know it, will not continue. But this podcast will be making some great, great, great shifts and making big changes that I'm excited to share more about. However, those shifts and those changes take time, and I want to make sure that they're positive and they're done successfully, and I'm going to continue to contribute and give quality resources and education. So we're taking a break. English Across the Pond, this podcast, Friday episodes are going to be taking a break in May, And I'm excited to come back in June and share what the future holds for an English podcast with me, Jennifer, the American English coach. As you've heard me share over the years, and most recently, I have an expertise and a certification in positive psychology, and I'm also an English teacher and have credentials and experience and knowledge in, obviously, English education. And I'm really looking forward to combining the powers of these two into an incredible resource and learning opportunity. So the future of this podcast will be rooted in providing what is necessary for increasing confidence in English, and will be rooted in positive psychology techniques and all of the expertise and knowledge that I have gained over the years that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you. So I have created a mini survey, two questions that I invite you to answer if you would like to share some of your input or just some of your thoughts about English across the pond. And you can find that by going to englishoutsidethebox.com/EATP, like English across the pond, EATP. English Outside the Box, of course, is something that I have not shared that you've never heard on this podcast. However, I did say that correctly. It's English Outside the Box. And that is my personal website that I've had since 2014 for teaching English and sharing some of my resources. So again, englishoutsidethebox.com/EATP. EATP, like English Across the Pond. Is going to be your place to share some of your thoughts and share some of your input. And I look forward to reading what you have to share. I look forward to sharing what the future holds. And I look forward to coming back in June with some exciting updates and information for you. So again, as I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your dedication. Thanks for learning with us. And this is not a goodbye, but a see you soon. I will see you soon. Thank you for listening.